Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of flourishing. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 92 verse 12 says, "The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon." Hallelujah. You're welcome to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifuna. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God. A humongous shout out to all our friends, well-wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. You've been our most valuable player, our real MVPs. Yes, God richly bless you for your deliberate effort and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, you should come on board the flight to exceeding fruitfulness and multiplication. Click on the share button and spread the gospel to the world. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God, empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after a short musical break. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Hallelujah, glory to God Most High. He is El Shaddai Adonai, a beautiful song done by Nathaniel Bassi featuring Ntokozo Mbambo. I hope you were blessed by it. Amen. You're welcome to the 10th day in March 2024. And here's God's word to us today. We serve the all-sufficient God. Amen. The opening scripture is from Exodus chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Then Moses asked God, "Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' What shall I tell them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you." Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for life. We're grateful for a glorious morning that you have made, a beautiful day, and we rejoice and we are glad in it. We also thank you, Father, for your word that you have sent to us. We ask that you bless your word in our hearts, in Jesus' name. Amen. Many believers are used to the God who is almighty, all-powerful, all-knowing, etc. But God is also the all-sufficient one. Yes, the God whom you serve is in lack of nothing because he has everything and owns everything. In Psalms 24 verse 1, the Bible declares, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein." In Psalms 50 verse 10, God declared, "For all the animals of the forest are mine, and I own the cattle on 1,000 hills. Beloved, God is all-sufficient and he can supply whatever you need from his storehouse of abundance. Hallelujah. But God is not all sufficient just because He owns everything. He is sufficient because He can become whatever you want Him to become for you at any point in time. Our theme scripture for today references the dialogue between God and Moses at the burning bush. After God convinced Moses to undertake the task of going to deliver the children of Israel from the bondage of Pharaoh and Egypt, he, Moses, wanted to know the name of the unseen God who had called him to embark on such a risky mission. God could have introduced himself by any of his numerous names, but he chose to introduce himself to Moses by the name I Am That I Am. This actually means that God is sufficient in whatever you want him to be to you. In other words, if you want God to heal you, he is your all-sufficient healer. If you want God to deliver you from any unwanted situation or condition, he will show up to you as your all-sufficient deliverer. If you want God to save your recalcitrant child or ward, he will show himself as the all-sufficient savior. He is not just a healer, but the all-sufficient healer. He is not just your provider, but your all-sufficient provider. Whatever you need him to be to you, he will show up as your all-sufficient one in that area. Hallelujah. That is what Paul understood when he told the Philippian brethren that God shall supply all their needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Beloved, now that you know that the God you serve is all-sufficient in everything that you would ever need in life, let nothing stop you from engaging him today to have all your needs met. There is nothing that you need that this all-sufficient God cannot provide if you only believe. Therefore, go to him with your childlike mustard seed faith and receive whatever you need to flourish in this season, and you will not be disappointed that you did. Amen. Shalom. Let us pray together, believers. You may say after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for being my all-sufficient God. I refuse to fear or worry about the future because I have decided to cast all my cares upon you, because I know that you are able and willing to supply all my needs in superabundance. In Jesus' name, and God's people say, Amen.
Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. O Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe he died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you have entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Pawhucket River State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokuta, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below.
We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen.
Thank you so much, friends, brothers, and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out this episode is Nathaniel Bassey singing a song titled Hallelujah Challenge Praise Medley. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, Alex Afamefine. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you. I am.